Welcome back, little one. Not yet. You're not going to be pleasing me today. You're not going to be serving me today. No, no. Today you're going to be learning your true place. You're going to be learning what it feels like to settle into your true form, your ideal state of being. Submission. Perfect, unchallenged submission. So submissive and brainless, so void of any inhibition or autonomy. You'll be little more than a fragile, shivering kitten, completely reliant on your master for warmth, comfort, sustenance. You'll be reduced to nothing. Lay back and settle into your skin. Feel your bare body against the sheets. Scan down your arms, waist, hips, legs, noticing the muscles there. Do you feel your weight against gravity? Do you feel that you consist of matter? You are skin and muscle and bone and consciousness. You have history and memories and desires. So many desires, needs, basic sexual, greedy needs. Do you notice your place in this space, in the world? Tighten your fists at your sides. Cling on to that existence, that matter, that weight, that independence, that maturity, that autonomy. What would it feel like to let go of that? What would it mean to breathe out your autonomy, your humanity, to become a piece of furniture for your master, little more than a warm fleshlight, a servant to his will, a piece of him, really, like some kind of shadow that follows him around but cannot speak, cannot eat, sleep, or even piss without his permission. Degraded, lower and deeper than even an animal. Breathe in as an independent woman one last time, and when you breathe out, unfold your fists and let go of your existence as a person. With every breath out, it slips away from you more and more. Your skin hardens into plastic, crawling up your limbs like vines. Your lips feel heavy, unable to open enough to speak. You feel light, airy, weightless. You're a rag doll, a baby doll, something to be taken on and off the shelf at master's will. That's it. Breathe out. Let go. It feels good to be nothing, to be someone else's property, someone else's responsibility. You are no longer responsible for any decisions. You have no rights, no ability to decide. You have no weight, no matter. You are filled with bubbles. You are here to serve. Everything else is not secondary. It's non-existent. Now, it may sound scary at first, to be furniture, to be nothing, to lose your sense of self. Even your own thoughts slip out of your mind, your own memories of life before now. You are vulnerable, sitting on the shelf, unable to take care of yourself, not that you have any desire to. You are purposeless. Until, of course, your master comes along. Daddy gives you a sense of purpose. Daddy gives you a job. Daddy takes care of you. Takes care of your needs, your body, your mind. Daddy takes care of all the hard, complicated stuff. Things you could never hope to understand. He is the only thing that keeps you happy and fulfilled. He is your savior, your master. You have less autonomy than a dog, and Master keeps you leashed and sheltered and fed and safe. Your place is no longer in the world. Your place is wherever Daddy tells you to be. On your knees, in a servant position. Perhaps on your back with your legs spread. Where he tells your limbs to go, they naturally fall into place. Brainless fuck slaves are as flexible as Daddy needs them to be. Doesn't it feel so nice and warm when Daddy strokes your face? His skin tastes so sweet as he sticks his thumb in your mouth. Suck on it gently. Show him what an obedient little girl does. Daddy's going to give you what you want, what you need. The world is so slow and gray when Daddy's not around, but he is your sense of purpose. Daddy is the world now. Daddy's needs are your needs. Daddy's desires are your desires. Daddy brings you peace and love and fulfillment. Daddy fills you up, fucks life back into you. Daddy is the sun and you're the pathetic little cold planet drifting into his orbit. Open your mouth for Daddy. Feel his hard cock slide onto your tongue. It tastes warm, heavy, smells like his cologne. It fills every inch of your mouth, satisfying you to be so full of him. It's so big, and it feels so good just to be graced with his cock. Explore it with your tongue. There you go. Stick out that tongue and press it against his shaft, sucking upward. This is your only task now. This is your only purpose. Daddy is so good to you. Daddy gives you purpose. Daddy fulfills you when he fills you with his cock. Don't you think he deserves access to your throat? Fuck slaves don't have gag reflexes. Feel him slide down till the tip of his cock hits the back of your throat. Like a hot, wet, tight tube squeezing around it. Your tongue massaging his balls. Your cheeks are puffed out and you look so obedient. So subservient. He pats your head. What a good girl you are. Not that you'd have any choice. Daddy's cock is your focus. Daddy's cock is all you desire. It's your only task. Your only passion. Your only need. Daddy's cock is going to make you feel good. So big, so warm, so delicious. The rest of your body sits perfectly still. Your mouth is doing its job. The rest of you has not been summoned yet. You cannot move until Daddy demands it. Doesn't it feel nice to be so completely at his mercy? Your pleasure doesn't matter. Daddy is going to move you into position, the position of an animal. With your face down on the bed and your ass up in the air for him to use. Daddy is going to use you to work off some steam. You owe it to him. You are obligated to him. Your holes are his to use. Your ass is his to use. You are always ready to be used. That's not a suggestion or even a requirement. It's simply a fact. There is no room for opposition. Your job, your only reason for existing in this world, is fulfilling Daddy's needs. With you in position, Daddy slides into your body. Every inch of his cock takes up space inside you, leaving you with a warm, glowing sensation as you realize your true purpose. Your pleasure is his pleasure. His pleasure is yours. When he is inside you, it's like you're a light plugged into an outlet. You're whole. You're useful. You're needed. You're used. You're worth something. His hands have free rein of your body to squeeze and touch and tease, but none of it is for your pleasure. You're little more than a walking stress ball, a fidget toy, something for him to fondle, to entertain himself while he thrusts into your vessel. You are your holes. You are your physically attractive assets. You are what he makes you to be, nothing more. You love Daddy. You love his cock. You love being his. You love the purpose he gives you. The pleasure he gives you simply by allowing you to serve him. Your whimpers and moans mean nothing to him. He derives pleasure from a warm body, and yours was made perfectly for him. Otherwise, you're a toy to be discarded from the moment he's finished with you. Daddy's cock is so thick, so beautiful, so perfect. It fills up every inch of you like it was made for you. He feels so good. So mind-blowingly good, it tingles through your skin, up your neck, tickling your nipples, throbbing into your most eager pleasure centers. The joy and love you feel now is the orbit of Daddy. To be loved and used by Daddy, by his perfect body, his expert hands, his thick, hard, perfect cock. So warm, makes you tingle, makes you glow. Being used for your true purpose. Being fulfilled by Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. I worship you, Daddy. The only remaining feeling, the only remaining thought in your mind, is how desperately you want to make Daddy happy. He fucks you so good, so perfectly, so smoothly, like an expert. Like this is all he ever does, and it is with you. Once he's finished with you, you'll turn cold again. You'll shut down and await your next task. Tensing inside you, twitching inside you, you allow your body to do what it was made to do. To make Daddy come. To elicit his come, to milk it out of him. Let him unleash inside of you. Let him explode inside of you. Let his hot, sticky cum drip over your insides, coating them, splashing against the sheets and the inside of your thighs. Let him slap that cock against your ass and use your mouth once more to clean it off. You're a fuck doll and a maid all at once, acting as a vessel for Daddy's pleasure and then a vacuum for Daddy's cum. Your empty head only considers the next correct action. Cleaning yourself in preparation for your next use. Thanking Daddy for allowing you to serve him. Groveling at his feet for another opportunity. returning to the shelf where he keeps you, or perhaps the kitchen, should he so request it. With your next breath, breathe in the feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment that only comes when you know Daddy is pleased with you, when you know you've completed your task with excellence and grace and gratitude. Doesn't it warm you up? Doesn't it glow through you, breathing life into your plastic body, making you feel stronger and more ready for your next task? Each time you are used, you become more and more perfect for Daddy. His pleasure with you continues to grow. You're a good girl, a good little fuck slave. Breathe in that happiness. Breathe out your autonomy. In subservience, out independence. Good fuck slave. Return to your relaxed, statuesque state. Prepare yourself for Daddy's next command.